Hello and welcome to Soulful Valley, the podcast for people who want to improve their quality of life through caring about their mental, emotional and spiritual well-being. I'm your host, Katie Carey, and I will be sharing wisdom and ideas from myself and some expert authors, coaches and energy healers that could be just what you need to hear to transform your life today. Trudy is married to Phil and they have two girls who are now aged 18 and 20. She was a police officer for 12 years but retired on ill health grounds. Since then, she has worked mainly with children as a gymnastics coach in a preschool, eventually opening her own. Since closing the preschool, Trudy dabbles with writing but loves to create using her skills in knitting and crochet. Currently retired, when she can, Trudy and her husband love to get away in their motorhome. Hello, Trudy. Welcome to Soulful Valley. Hey.
Thank you, Katie, and hello and good morning. Yeah, we're still morning. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so happy to have you here because you're somebody that came to this book because of me, which...
I did, through my sister.
You did. So that's quite exciting that the fact that, I mean, sometimes we can be scared to share things, can't we, because of what people might think.
Mm-hmm.
And when you joined, it just made me so pleased that I did share it because you're so wonderful. And
Thank you. Such a delight.
And I love seeing
it's
your...
It's time to share.
It is. And I love seeing your Facebook Lives popping up as well. You're such a...
Yes, that was so. I just decided to do it. I thought, I'm so tired of standing on the edge of that little bit of light. I just thought, okay. And it's what I do. I just jump in with both feet and then go, oh, okay, look where I am now. So I kind of like a child, and that's indulging the child bit of me, which is what Sarah was talking about. So yeah, all of this stuff, I've just in the last 18 months just thought, I'm doing it. I don't care what people think anymore. I've had enough. So yeah. I just jump in with both feet.
Would you like to share a bit with our audience about your chapter in the book?
Yes. I mean, all you lovely ladies have just been so intuitive for quite some time, but I found that mine was a bit broken just by the fact that, as I say at the end of my chapter, I grew up with two narcissistic parents. My father sexually abused me, and then when he left, my mother stepped straight in, not with the sexual abuse, but with her narcissist behaviour. Nothing was ever good enough. Just lived with drama every single day of my life. And then even when I left home, met Philip, that was just another huge drama because his family taught me a whole other way to live. And then my little gut was trying to tell me things weren't right. But when you live in fear for so long, you listen to the fear thinking that's your instinct. Not your instinct, your intuition, but it's actually your instinct trying to keep you to survive. So it only started really opening up for me when I was in the police force. And I got a little bit bullied at my first police station. It didn't matter what I did. They just nitpicked and picked and picked and picked and picked. I was offensive to them to look at. You name it. They just... You know, you get people that rub you up the wrong way. Mm. Well, clearly I rubbed them up the wrong way. And it took a sergeant and a doctor that stood up for me, one to my face, and the other one didn't know that I was around the corner and could hear. And that's when I just thought, you're all a bunch of fucking arseholes, excuse the French, and I'm not going to let you do this to me anymore. And that's when out the dragon came, and I asked a question if I didn't know what they were talking about and if I didn't agree with what they were saying. I opened my mouth and I started to listen. But having a narcissist as a parent, that still wasn't good enough with my mum. And she found fault with my husband. She found fault with my in-laws. And it was just this battle to keep them apart. And the little voice that I'd let grow got quieter and quieter and quieter and quieter because I ignored her. Mm. And then with the children, when my children grew, again, that whole... I would let them do what they wanted to, as Sarah was saying when they were little. Well, my kids didn't wear shoes for the first 2 years of their life because they didn't want to. Oh, you've got to make them wear shoes. So I bought them the little leather feet just to keep the feet clean and they didn't get stabbed in the foot. wasn't good enough for my mum. We ended up going to court with my dad, and I stopped talking to her for 10 years, and it was the happiest 10 years of my life. And then we got back in contact, and again, my intuition got shoved down into my boots. And again, it was only recently that my kids were like, "Mum, you don't let anybody treat you like this. What are you doing?" And I was like, "Shush, she's my mother. You know, she's my mother. Shush, shush, shush. She'll grow up. She'll be okay. She'll love us." And it was recently I was just like, "Do you know what? You can treat me like crap. You cannot treat my children like this. I will not allow it." And I was just like, "I'm done. See ya." And then I just thought, people need to understand your intuition isn't broken.
No,
that's not wrong. Your intuition can be broken. It's always there. We just stop listening to it and we listen to fear.
We get confused, don't we?
And so I just want to get it out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
And it is
absolutely
easy to
get
confused, yeah. Especially for me. For me, I got involved a lot in the spiritual idea of loving unconditionally. But what I was doing was I was loving everybody else unconditionally and not me.
absolutely. But we do, because I was also brought up a Catholic, and it's, you know, you've got to love your parents and you have to obey authority. And so every avenue, my intuition just got crushed a little bit more. Because I mean, you can put it in the chapter that one of the Ten Commandments, honor thy father and thy mother. Well, they weren't honoring me, but society tells you to honor your parents. And my religion told me to honour my parents. I was a bit scuppered, really, at that point. And, yeah, I learned to just listen to fear and ignore my intuition. But then when you're little and you've got nowhere to go, instinct, nature kicks in, because I had to learn to survive both of these parents. And now at the age of 53, so I am older than you, I suddenly went, I'm done, absolutely done. And it's the kindest thing I can do for me and possibly for my mother, who loves to live in the drama. And I don't love living in the drama anymore. It's tiring and it's just, so exhausting. And my kids are like, yay, mum, we've been waiting for you to do this for the past 4 years, just to boot her back out of your life. And we're all just so much happier. It's unbelievable how happy my household is. And I brought my kids up to listen to their guts and to defend themselves and stand in their essence of who they are. Yeah, I forgot to do it for myself. So, yeah, conditioning, which is why when we put in the group, name a sentence, you are more than your conditioning. It's taken me 53 years, but I'm standing in it. I'm loud and I'm proud about it. And I don't care anymore what other people think. This is me. Suck it. Suck it up. Love it. Like it. Hate it. Not my issue.
And I'm constantly sharing that message with my children now that they're adults as well in the workplace, because I've been in so many workplaces and I've hated and I've done as I was told. And I mean, that was part of that period when I was ill as well, because I was in an environment I absolutely hated going to work. And then I hated to come home because I had someone at home who was causing me a lot of stress. So so for them, they're so assertive now in their age between 24 and 29. I love how assertive they are. And, I'm always reminding them, don't care about what other people think about. Just do it. It's not your problem. So I love that they're all like that and can communicate how they feel about things. And things happen for them. Things change. You know, I was scared because I think I treated my bosses as though they were my parents who were, you know, God.
We do, because they're in authority and everything, as Sarah was saying, everybody tells you to revere these people. They know better than you. And it's been in the last, especially with the girls and my mum not being around, I really have hopefully taught them to stand into who they are. And we'll have absolute screaming matches. But then that's because sometimes I'm like, but you need to let it out. And when you're 16 and 17, and because all the rules there are, it just explodes out of them, because they were so good when I used to take them out. And everyone used to say to me, oh my God, your children are so lovely. Oh, they must be like this at home. And when they came home, all that they'd held in just used to go and explode out. And I'm like, I don't care that we're nose to nose, toes to toes screaming. Get it out. What can we do about it? Get it out. Throw the crap in your bedroom. I don't care. It's your room. You want to live like that. You do that. That's up to you. And all of a sudden, the switch has flicked. And they're like, now they can lift their heads and go, actually, I live in a mini society and I can be me, be considerate and still take myself away, but not take anything away from the five people that live in this house. So, yeah, it's amazing to see how because I was pushed down and suddenly I've given them this freedom. In the last 18 months, my two, 18 and 21 soon, have changed so much and they're living in themselves. And I said to them, that's not right at your job. You need to open your mouth and say something. Because if you don't, who else is going to stand up for you? I mean, every job I've had, they're all like, watch out for Trudy. She's got a gob on her. No, I haven't got a gob on her. I know me and I know what I will do and what I won't do. And if I don't want to do it, I'm going to tell you. That's not my job and I'm not doing it. That's on you. And for that, I get labelled gobby. I'll take it. I don't care.
Assertive. We like assertive.
Yes, we like it. I also like gobby because it does make people just stand back. But, you know,
well, they won't
I don't care. I love it.
They won't mess with you, will they?
Most of them do. But no, the people that would mess with me, because they do, it's because I allow them. Like my mum, I still let her mess with my mind until I went, no, you're not treating my children like this. That's a whole other ball game. I would have thought you'd have learned, grown out of that horribleness and be the grandparent that every grandparent wants to be. But she just couldn't do it. So the kindest gift, as I said, for me and for her is to say, see you later. I'll be here if the, you know, if your world falls in. But no, I will love you from afar. But that's where you're staying and this is where I'm staying. And it feels good. It feels good to take that back and say, nah, you don't get to treat me like that anymore.
So, Trudy, where can our listeners find you if they want to connect with you?
Well, you see, I have healed myself through making toys, actually. So it's cuddlebuddies.uk and I make toys for people and memory bears and just it. I love it because I look at it and go, oh, and it appeases the child in me. And it's a lot of people have ordered it and a lot of people are loving it. So yeah, it's cuddlebuddies.uk. And if you type in Facebook cuddle buddies, I do pop up. The profile picture is a little dinosaur that I've made. So that's me. As I say, all these fabulous women doing fabulous transformations, and there's me knitting and crocheting. So,
but you're
my husband. It's different.
You're expressing yourself as well, aren't you? And this is the way a lot of we're all creative, really, aren't we? And we're all using some form of creative expression. A podcast is creative expression. I love to sing, and sometimes I'm thinking, well, this is, you know, the things that I love. How do I fit that into the coaching and the EFT that I'm trying, how do I blend it all together? But there will be a way, and that's what makes you unique then, isn't it? So what you're doing, nobody else is doing. There's probably ways that you can teach people how to express their creativity through making things the way you are.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, yeah, people have got ideas of what they like but don't know how to do it. So I suppose I'm the middleman, and the intent that I put in behind what I'm knitting, and as I say, they just pay for the materials basically, and it's more out of the love that I put in it, because it does, it heals my little girl that seriously needs some healing in there, and maybe the love and the intent that I put behind it kind of moves through and eventually it will grow. And yeah, we all have to appease ourselves and heal ourselves in different ways. And for me, it's, if my hands are busy, I don't get that nagging, raging out of control in my head. Everything just calms and soothes. And yeah, so it's really healing for me, and hopefully I can send that out with Cuddle Buddies. We can send it out in waves to society and who else is out there, all my other soul contracts that are out there.
And all of this love that you're giving to yourself as well, and healing, it has a knock-on effect on the people around you that are closest to you, and that's probably the most important thing, that your own children and family see how you show up in the world, and that in itself is an expression that is beneficial to everybody.
I know it all interlinks slowly but surely. I just haven't found my way, because this is all so new to me, literally all so new to me.
I fell into part of it,
as you do know. Yes, it is. It's, I'm just so excited to actually show up in myself. And as I said, I've been knitting since the age of 14 and I'm now 53, and I can sit and do it all day.
Yeah, that's great.
Or not. So yeah, loving it. For me, it's great. And it'll roll out. It'll roll out, divine timing. It will be there.
I look forward to watching you blossom.
Thank you, my darling.
Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having us. And just, we're in an amazing place, all of us women. Just taking back our power is just truly magnificent.
We are. Bye for now.
Bye. So ask yourself, is this for me? Give yourself some boundaries. Learn to trust your intuition now.
Thank you for listening to the Soulful Valley podcast. Hopefully you will have heard something today that helps you feel a little lighter and more connected and aware of who you really are. My aim is to share love, light and wisdom, raise consciousness and ease suffering. If you've enjoyed the show, please subscribe, rate and review, and let others know about this podcast if you think that it would help them in any way. You can find me at the Soulful Valley podcast page on Facebook, which is linked to my free Facebook support group, where I often drop in with an oracle card and share lots of wisdom in many areas. My website is soulfulvalley.com. It should be live very soon. You can also connect with me on Instagram at Soulful Valley.